Government officials, activists from the East End neighborhood, and children on horseback gathered at the corner of 3rd Street and Midland Avenue for yesterday's ceremony. It began with a slight shower, but ended in brilliant sunshine. A little rain wasn't going to dampen the spirits of Thomas Tolliver, vice president of the Isaac Murphy Memorial Art Garden Board.
We've persevered this long, and we're going to keep persevering. And we'll just stand here in the rain if we have to.
Tolliver called the event yesterday a long, long time coming. The Art Garden is the first effort to honor who many consider the best thoroughbred jockey ever. Isaac Murphy was the first jockey to win the Kentucky Derby 3 times. He did it in 1884, 1890, and again in 1891. Murphy won more than a third of his mounts. The Lexingtonian died of pneumonia at the age of 34. Tolliver says Kentucky poet laureate Frank X. Walker once compared Murphy to another well-known African-American athlete from Kentucky.
He said, Isaac Murphy is to Lexington what Muhammad Ali is to Louisville.
Murphy's remains have been moved twice. First, interred in African American Cemetery No. 2 in downtown Lexington, his body was moved to the old Man of War burial site. A decade later, the jockey's remains and those of the legendary horse were moved to the Kentucky Horse Park, where they rest today. Warren Rogers of the well-known utility construction firm which bears his name was among those handling the bones of Murphy and Man of War in the 1970s. Rogers says the experience piqued his interest in the Lexington jockey and in his impact on the racing profession.
Back in the day, jockeys just got on the horse and held on, and whoever won, won. But he was smarter than that. He was a tactician. He knew how to rate a horse. He knew how to kind of pull the reins back on the horse, save his energy for that big stretch run, and he would come in and finish, usually winning.
Rogers says that's what jockeys do today in every race. A mix of federal, state, local, and philanthropic dollars is funding the $700,000 project. Bluegrass Community Foundation is leading ongoing fundraising efforts for the garden. Foundation CEO Lisa Atkins says the arts focus will also be a continuing commitment.
While the park is fully funded and we're very excited about that, a key part of the name is Art Garden. It's the Isaac Murphy Memorial Art Garden, and there is still great opportunity to participate in the charitable part of this wonderful memorial garden, and that is the art.
Jim Embry has been a part of the project from the beginning. Embry says a site along 6th and Limestone was first considered for the art garden. That fell through, and the location at 3rd and Midland was chosen. It was later, Embry says, the project planners realized Murphy's house once sat on that site.
That kind of like guidance, spiritual guidance, gets done, it guides you somewhere else. You know, it will close one door to, open up other doors.
The art garden will include seats of native stone, native plants, a sunken amphitheater, and bike racks. Visitors will be able to see the foundation of Isaac Murphy's house. Lexington Mayor Jim Gray noted during the ceremony the garden will also serve as the official starting point of the city's legacy trail.
It's a trailhead for the legacy trail. The Isaac Murphy Garden will connect the East End with the Kentucky Horse Park, where Isaac Murphy's buried.
Construction of the Isaac Murphy Memorial Art Garden is scheduled to be completed by the end of this year. For WEKU News, I'm Stu Johnson.